Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
But now it's time for the show.
I have to cough.
Oh, no.
Good timing, Mel.
I will say it's wonderful that...
That's what you get for hitting record.
Yes, I don't care. Without warning. Off-air conversation...
Oh my gosh, and we're back.
Off-air conversation spilling in. I do love that the former guy who was my boss has carved himself a great title on the backs of all those he's fired. Oh, well, yay for him. Hope he can sleep at night. Hatred week this week on Indie Circuit. No, that's not true.
Fiery!
We'll vent for a little bit here and there, maybe. My name's Mal. With me, as always...
Promi!
And this is, of course... The Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit.
I just yelled that. I don't know why.
That's okay.
It's rage.
I did get a memo from Radio St. Pete corporate. Turns out he was listening to the shows, and he did say we could, cobble this together and have it out there on a different website.
Oh, we
if we
so,
wanted to.
But then you wouldn't be able to say. You'd have to go back and edit all the past episodes to take out the exclusive.
I think you're forgetting how incredibly lazy I am.
Oh, that's right.
But anyway, yes. So, what can I tell you? We'll probably at some point or another start uploading this show. And, of course, Saki Bama Gogo. Maybe we'll have a nice whole new website on, Bunch of Dorks or something like that. You never know.
Never know.
Maybe we'll both become unemployed, and then we'll have all kinds of time to do dumb stuff that doesn't mean
true.
Anything. Ah, but what
fingers crossed.
Yikes. After this last couple of days, yikes. I tell you what, I drug myself out of work thinking, I don't know if I want to go back here.
Being a grown-up sucks.
Yeah, it sure does.
And it doesn't get easier. It's not like you reach a point in life where it's like, I thought being a grown-up sucked when I was in my 20s, but now that I'm older and more mature, I realize it's cool.
Because
it's like, you could still drink and smoke as a teenager if you wanted to. It was illegal, but you could still technically do it. Hell, you made your own dandelion wine.
Yep.
I mean, you actually...
manufactured.
You actually produced your own alcohol. Yep. That's resourcefulness, folks.
It was resourceful.
And he checked a book out of his school library, or out of his college library... And we're in the town he lived in,
yep.
And learned how to produce his own alcohol.
Sure did. That was when I was a youngster. Luckily for me, the local community college didn't care how old you were, and if you had a card, you could take out books, so yay for me. I look back sometimes, because I always try to reflect, it's been a rough year and a half, to be honest with you. It's things, not that poor me, but things haven't been going quite so good, And, change your job. My dad died. It's not like one thing like snapped, but, you just realize, boy, I look back at some of the time, like in the 90s, I was kind of hitting my stride and things were going pretty darn good.
There weren't as many haters online.
There was no online. I don't care about the haters so much, but it's just like, boy, and that was it probably. Like, that was the pinnacle. I kind of thought, okay, I'm going to keep working, doing good at my work, and I'll climb a little bit to a comfortable level. And then, and you're just working every day, and then, that's it. Then you retire, and yay for everything. Not the real world. That was not... I don't know if that was even the real world when my parents were doing it. I think it was.
I mean, because everybody talks about how it's different now.
Yeah, where would I have modeled that from? You know, like, that might go to college, get a degree, go to work really hard, and then yay for life.
Yeah.
No, not so much anymore. That's...
Yeah.
So sad. Hopefully, when you're listening to this, you're have a cigar and you put your feet up.
We need some upbeat music on the music break. It's got to be something cheerful.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll try and find something. In fact, let's go there
now. We're
going to
come back and still be depressed and angry.
Aww, that's sad.
We need something to make this a positive show.
Sad old white guys.
We'll think of something happy to talk about.
We'll try. I think I have a couple of things that are pretty funny. We'll be right back. Here's some music for your butt.
Silence, Earthling.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Hey, you. Come on over here and fight like a man.
Roper, Williams, and Lee, the Deadly Three, penetrate the secret chambers of an evil island empire.
What do you know about Han?
He lives like a king on that island. Totally self-sufficient.
A fortress without walls, protected by an invincible army that needs no ordinary weapons. This is Enter the Dragon, the first martial arts film produced by a major Hollywood studio. John Saxon is Roper. He was in it for the money. U.S. karate champion Jim Kelly as Williams. He was there because he had no choice. Black Belt Hall of Fame, undisputed martial arts champion, and international film star Bruce Lee. His job was to get them out alive.
I'm hoping you'll join us, represent us in the United States.
You want me to join this?
Roper, Williams, and Lee. Just when they think they've broken the secret of the island, they find there is no escape from the inscrutable Han. Warner Brothers presents Enter the Dragon, where the world's greatest martial arts athletes meet the ultimate challenge with the most ancient and deadly of weapons, the human body. Enter the Dragon, from Warner Brothers.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Hey, this and we're back. Sorry, I cut off Promi here.
I don't even have to go to the bathroom. It's a good thing we're coming back on the air, and you know.
Yes, that was Discolor Blind. I played Migraine, The Life of Lily, and What Pain Brings. Wow, deep. And now I see we snuck some cats into. It was Bring Your Cat to Work Day here at Court Radio St. Pete Corporate Headquarters.
And Zoltan is actually responding to my touch.
Yes,
or was.
That's amazing. Zoltan is a cat that is basically made of iron and steel.
Yeah, you know how normally, like, you pet a cat, and one of two things will happen. They either turn around and bite and claw you, or they kind of, like, arch their back and stick their tail up.
Like, oh, I love
more
this,
of that.
Yeah.
Well, Zoltan typically just sits there like a statue.
Yeah.
Like a lead weight.
Nothing. No reaction whatsoever. She's just gonna be like, what are you doing?
She started doing the back arching thing there. I was like, wow.
Wow.
We've made progress.
She's cold as ice. She's willing to sacrifice her love. Oh, yes, foreigner. So, I don't know. Oh, I did want to say before I get too deep into the show that this is unsolicited, but a big shout-out to Black Moth Candles. I did the shirts for a local Black Moth Candle company, and yeah, they were great. You know,
they're not made with black moths either, so you don't have to feel like you're hurting by using their candles.
Real nice. They love the shirts. You know, they gave us a candle. It was really awesome. It smells really good. So if you're looking for a local artisan, especially if you're in the St. Pete area, check out Black Moth. I'm sure they have a web shop and all that stuff, but they...
Yeah, I know the owner is an artist, too. She does commission work and stuff, and great-looking, you know, very unique style, very graphic style.
Very cool, you know. So it was great meeting them, you know. It's all good. And by the way, I have a screen printing shop called Daddy O's.
This part is solicited.
Yeah, exactly. Daddy O's Screen Printing. Go there and tell me you want to have a shirt made. Right now, I'm only doing 1, 2, and 3 color, though. I do not have the capacity for
that. I thought you were going to say 1, 2, or 3 shirts at a time.
No. Yeah. No. But it was, good stuff. Maybe I can help you market your small business.
So if I wanted to have a shirt made, I could go to you and like, you could.
Yep.
Now, would I have to give you the shirts?
Nope. I can get the shirts. I get the shirts.
Can I choose colors? I mean, is it just like white shirts? Or
nope. You can choose any color you want.
Really?
And if you have the artwork, and especially if it's like a one-color design, you know, I'm talking like, I think it's like between 12 and 16 or 18 bucks for a one-off shirt.
Wow.
Imagine that. You know.
Yeah, you can't get them that cheap on Cafe Press, and those aren't even really screen printed.
No. So, you know.
I know that sounds like a weird pitch thing. Yeah, like, no, hey, tell me more.
No, but I have a niche.
I haven't talked about this much.
I have a niche that I'm good with. I mean, I'm real happy with.
He has a niche, and he's ready to scratch
it. Yes. I have a couple shirts. It's fine with me. I don't care about it. You know, I have it down to a pretty good science. There's always more to learn, though. I'll tell you what, just like everything else, you know, even though screen printing has been around for 100 billion years, it's a caveman used to screen print with berries. And there's always something pops up, and you're like, what's this now?
What is ruining this
you're
now?
You're one of those crazy people, aren't you? Where it's like, hey, now, what's with the gaskets on the walls here?
Tinfoil hat.
The chamber. Yeah. You're like, no, this has got to be an environmentally controlled chamber. The air pressure, the humidity levels, and the...
I know. Sometimes you're like, come on, man. I've seen people making this stuff with no care of any of that stuff, and how is this so
like
hard?
Like in a garage with the front door open and some guy doing wheelies in a dirt.
Yeah,
front yard.
The punk concert just let off. They just ended, yeah. And they're gonna go ahead and do the rest of their silk screening. High, but I don't know. So whatever. It's fun. I'm learning and trying to grow it as an actual business. I don't know if it would ever sustain, but you never know. All right, here's music again. This time we'll play it for your ears.
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness to blow Nessie out of the water. Sir Court Godfrey of the Nessie Alliance summoned the help of Scotland's local wizards to cast a protective spell over the lake and its local residents and all those who seek for the peaceful existence of our underwater ally.
Thank you. Idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible, this idea.
All right, we are back. That was, if you've listened to this show for a while, you know what that was. That was 8-bit Weapon with Fallout and Wasteland, Fundalog, and Die... I don't know what
that is. I did have to go to the bathroom during that break, so I didn't get to hear it, but I'm picturing, like, you know, old arcade cabinet sounds. For
yes,
the music.
Run through a synthesizer, run through a beatbox, run through a cellophane paper,
like pew pew.
Yeah, I do that. I laugh because I bought their whole collection for this show, you know, and it was one of those download things, digital downloads, and there's a whole segment for Christmas, and I'm like, yes. I play it all the time because it's just this weird beep boop bop stuff, and I'm
you
like,
need
yeah,
to burn that, get it pressed on vinyl, and yes, then get it put in sleeves right next to your Firestone Christmas collection.
I'd love it. I don't know. Yeah,
an
so
8-bit Firestone Christmas collection. Now yes, that would be something to make. We should do a Kickstarter.
Yeah, really, no kidding. So here's a question for you. I know you have a child, and
I do.
I know you're used to probably questions that you kind of head turns a little bit like a dog hearing a whistle.
I am.
I go outside yesterday, and there's these two kids playing basketball. It wasn't even the neighbor kid. It was just two friends of the neighbor kid while the neighbor kid wasn't there. And I was like, oh, here we go. So, but I'm whatever. Who cares? So I'm out there and I'm putting some cans in a recycling bin, and I hear him talking about something, and the one kid goes, "Oh, that's gross," or whatever. And then he goes, "Hey, excuse me, mister."
Hey,
and
mister.
I was like, "Oh, here we go. Okay." I was like, "Well, I'm going to engage you, but you
when
really should
know."
When
a boy and a girl love each other very much.
I was thinking, you really don't understand how much I hate kids, but whatever. Okay, what do you got? He's like, is pollen like sperm from a tree?
And you're yeah, pretty much.
And now I went, huh. I thought about it for a second, and I was like, nah, I don't know, but it sure is gross, because he had said something was gross right before, and he didn't think I heard him. And I just kind of went into the house. But I was like, I guess technically would it be? It was actually a pretty good question for a kid. I was like, I don't know. I didn't engage him very much, because, again, I don't care about kids very much. But I don't know. Does your kid ever come up with questions?
My kid hasn't
asked
me about pollen being sperm for a tree.
Well, he's not in that level of grades yet.
Oh yeah, he asks all kinds of weird stuff,
and you're like,
The funny thing is I'll try. See, this used to drive his mom crazy, because he'd ask me questions about why is the sky blue, yeah. And then I attempt to answer that with the actual
because the atmosphere and the sun
and I try to do it in little pieces, you know, because I know that's a lot that's a lot to explain to anybody. But a five-year-old, that's really a lot. So I try to give him the shortest, honest, real answer I possibly can. And then he'll ask more, you know? So then I elaborate a little bit more. And then he's like, well, then why is this that way? You know, and to me, that means he's sort of kind of getting it. If he's able to formulate a question based on my answer, that means he's thought about what I've said.
And said, oh,
thought
hey,
about yeah. how that applies to what this is. And then to me, I'm like, great. Okay, we'll take this to the next level. Until his mom starts screaming for us both to shut up because she can't take it anymore.
She's like, the answer is because Jesus loves the sky. Now shut up and go back to playing
and Nintendo. I don't know. Maybe I have a little bit too much enthusiasm for that. But it's like, to me, you know, like, this is awesome. Keep them coming. If I don't know, I'll look it up.
But, you're like, I don't know. But son, I'm gonna answer this the same way I answer every question you ask. Never in your life go to school for graphic design. Anyway, the sky is, that's like your disclaimer before every single answer, always, you know. He's like, if I was a kid now, I think you should push your kid to go be a robot repairman. Yeah. Because robots are taking over the world, and if you repair them, you know, that's where the money maker is going to
be. Well, not necessarily, because by the time he's an adult, you know, we've already got some robotic components that can repair robots, so.
That's true.
By the time he's an adult, they probably will be an entire robot industry that fixes
robots. But if he's
robots.
A smart robot repairman, every time he goes to repair him, he'll kind of loosen something else up, knowing he'll be back next week when that portion breaks, just like your local mechanic. Anyway, yeah. Okay, I was like, well, you never know. That question was actually, I gave it a little bit more credit as I was thinking about it, because I was like, wow, that is an actual possible, you know. Like,
it's not a dumb kid question.
It's not
that makes you kind of question your perception of reality a little bit there, like as you come out and find pollen all over your car and dust it off of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, wow, this tree just had its way over me.
But I actually wanted to say, I don't know, but it sure does curse word mess up my nose. I didn't do that, though, because they're not my kids, so I won't curse in front of them.
But you could have said curse word, messed up my nose.
That's true.
They would have just thought you were having a seizure or something.
I like how in our life, in our world, the world we live in, those kids hear more curse words per minute than I could even fathom. Yet, if I would start cursing at some kids, some horrified mother would be like, how dare you hurt little Johnny's mind? And I'm like, look, man, you sit on that back of that bus one day, you're going to hear everything you can imagine, plus worse.
I mean, we know that from our own damn childhoods, and it's got to be 10 times worse thanks to the internet now. You know?
I remember the first time I heard an adult curse. I think my dad didn't let it happen in front of me, like cursing very much.
Wow, really?
No, he didn't. He never cursed. My dad didn't curse. Yeah. But my family didn't. But there was this mechanic, Murphy, who my dad knew since they were kids. He always in causing trouble. They were like, kind of, he was a troublemaker, and my dad, and he, in Pennsylvania, there was all these like,
your dad went on adventures with this kid.
Yes. And also, I think he was very lenient with those inspection stickers, like, well, you're going to have to fix this at some point, and your brakes aren't working real good, and he'd put the sticker on and charge my dad $20 or whatever. Yeah. So, but this guy would sit there smoking a cigarette, blowing that asbestos out of the brakes, and just be like, he's my curse word, cops, curse word, like, and as a little kid, I was like, this kid, because he didn't care who was staying there. Jesus could have been staying there. He was like, and another curse word thing. He's like, wow. I never met anyone that didn't care as much as that guy right there. So I'm sure he's dead now from all the asbestos, but God bless you, Murphy. You taught me the real reason to curse. All right, here's music.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
We'll be right back. seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Oh my god, we haven't heard from them guys for a long time. That was Space Party. I played Spanish Song, Gumshoe, and Flight to Mars. I tried to play Beyond the Surf because I liked that one, but ran out of time, so sorry everyone. Not this week. Maybe some other time in weeks to come. What are you going to do? Boy, I took the plunge and bought the Creative Suite Cloud, and I was... I don't know if you guys had...
Well, you rented the Creative Suite Cloud.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
see,
right. Downer, man.
Yeah, I did... I talked at length to promo me about this whole thing, because I was the guy that's like, no way, man, you're never going to get me, man. I'm going
to... I was like, if I go to Nigeria and talk to a prince, can he set me up with a copy of it that I can use just in Nigeria without paying? And
what happened was, you know, I realized as I was saying I'm going to buy the last version that was a physical copy, you know, and then some promo was like, look, that's 8 to 10 years old at this point, and they're charging twice as much as what it costs. And I said, wow, that is a dumb move.
And they're not offering support for it anymore, which means that, like, when the next OS comes out and it doesn't load, you know.
Tough luck. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm paying, it's like $600 a year. And then you're like, well, you always have the most updated version, you know, and it's a cool.
A brand new copy of the suite would have been about $2,600.
Yeah.
Back in the day, when you could buy them.
Yeah.
So, you know, so $600 a year, that's the equivalent of a few years worth of, I mean, that translates to about, you know, 3 or 4 years worth of, leasing.
And
so
whatever, you know.
And you're getting the constant upgrades.
Yep, upgrades, 10 free images, blah, 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 you know, so.
And if, you know, you reach a point where it's not working out anymore, you just cancel.
Yep, I know. And so I was like, yeah, whatever. I can't live without the suite. And I was finding myself increasingly not being able to have the suite and that, you know, in any version. And that
sounds
bothered
like you
me.
Might have a problem with the suite.
No, I have a problem with paying for things.
No, we all do.
So I plopped down my hard-earned cash.
Some things you pay in money for, some things you pay in other intangible items that are much more valuable.
So what can I have to ask this, because the suite, when you download the newest Creative Suite, you buy it and you're like, okay, whatever. It comes in and it has just one desktop icon, and you double click that, and that's what has, that's like storing all your loaded programs. I only downloaded the heavy hitters. Should I download all those? Does it matter if I download them all?
If you got the space, knock yourself out.
They can't be that big, right? I mean,
it takes a few gigs.
Yeah, and that's, who cares? Now, you know, hard drives are huge now. I'll have to check mine because I have tons of movies.
Now, having said that,
I better check, but I'm pretty sure I have plenty of space. Because I was like, well, I'll never use that. So I just downloaded InDesign, Photoshop,
Illustrator, Premiere, After Effects.
Not After Effects yet. I didn't do Premiere and After Effects on this computer because I was like, I don't know if it could take it. But then I also did the other one. Can you believe I didn't have a darn Adobe Acrobat on this computer?
You didn't have Reader?
I didn't have Reader. I was like, oh my god, would you kill me? Because
I can't open the help file.
I can't open anything. I was like, oh my god. So there you go. I'm a little bit poorer, but I guess.
Well, that one was actually free. You could have just, you know.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, free as in beer, not free as in, hey, buddy, can you slip me a Reader? You know.
Here's music.
Dude, where's my car? Where's his car, dude?
Yeah, sorry about that. I told you last night I was tripping balls. We'll be right back.
it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
All right, that was the Octopus Project from their EP, I guess, Sharp Teeth. Microchasm, Sharp Teeth, and Sharp Teeth 2, Electric Buffalo. I don't know, I made that last part up. Well, that looks like that's going to be it for this week. We hope you have enjoyed the music and the show. As always, I'll try and have links on the Facebook page. I have a Facebook page for this and for Saki Bamagogo. I'm Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And we will see you next week for more talky talk.
And for those of you that stay around,